Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. June is Dairy Month in Kentucky and across the nation. In celebration of Dairy Month, we're talking with Henry County dairy farmer Terry Rowlett, who chairs the Kentucky Farm Bureau Dairy Advisory Committee.
We've lost some dairies across our state, either by not having a market or by just plain wanting to get out of the business due to the prices that we're paid for our product. Our milk. And I think we're right now somewhere pushing around 550, 560 number of grade A dairies across the state of Kentucky.
Rowland says loss of some manufacturing facilities has provided a challenge for dairy farmers this year.
We only have three processing or bottling plants, one bottling plant in the state now. We've lost two manufacturing facilities, and we still have a few others around that process milk either into cheese products or some other type of value-added product.
He notes that all Kentucky dairy farms are family-owned, with most all falling in the small dairy category.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 95% of the dairies are what I consider small dairies, 100 cows, 150 cows or less.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Dairy farmer Terry Rowlett says he starts his day bright and early every morning.
My alarm goes off every morning at 4 a.m. and I get up. I'm out of the house most of the time by 4:15, 4:20. I go to the barn. The men that work for me come in somewhere. They're getting in there about the time that I get up to the barn. We get everything started. The cows in the holding area and get started milking.
He adds there's a certain pride that goes along with being a dairy farmer.
The dairy farmer is a person who takes pride in taking care of his animals because they're the ones that makes a livelihood for him. He cares about his land because his land produces the feed for his animals. And he cares about selling a nutritious, wholesome product that is nutritious for the consumer because through that sale is how he supports his family and his livelihood.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.